because there's dumb.
There's a Christianity in TikTok and Instagram that I feel like
woke Christianity.
Yeah, but I feel like it's only subject to those platforms for some reason. I don't know why. I don't see it on Facebook.
It's like super watered down, like effeminate. Like the one that the reaction you did to, like, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Like that one.
It's like that. Well, there's that. And then there's like these conspiracy theorists. Yeah. Okay. It's like the guy who I destroyed.
Oh, yeah. That guy, Justin.
On that live stream.
The one who lives out of the motel?
Yes.
What is this?
Yeah.
It's some guy who claims to be a Bible teacher and stuff. Oh. But so this is the reason I believe why people are teaching this. Because the medical freedom community is very large, okay? And it's a very large community, but it's not made up of Christians. It's made up of just people who just are freedom lovers. Mm-hmm. And a large percentage of that are Christians. Or claim to be Christians, and then an even smaller percentage of that are actually like saved Christians, right? So you have these freedom lovers who, you know, they're anti-vax, they're for medical freedom, you know, they're for the naturalist approach, and you know, they would say a lot of the same things that we say, and they obviously understand and see that the vast majority of these freedom lovers are Christians. You know, you got a good percentage of them that are Christians. They're believers. So what I think that they're doing is that they're kind of infiltrating and seeking to take the Bible to fit their agenda, to fit their narrative, basically. Mm-hmm. So they're twisting all these Bible verses and all these things. And that's where I think the whole vaccine is the mark of the beast is coming from. Mm-hmm. Okay, they're not real believers. Because I actually talked to someone who I led to the Lord. And this person was telling me, they're like, I get so frustrated because a lot of the freedom, the medical freedom people, these anti-vaxxers who claim to be Christian, you know, they're always saying these weird things. And I'm like, yeah, why are they saying that? He goes, because they're not even Christian. They claim Christianity.
They just use it as a tool.
Well, they use it as a platform. Mm. And initially, a lot of them would use it as a platform in order to be exempt from certain things. So they don't really believe the Bible. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus. They just claim Christianity so they can say, well, it's my religious conviction not to do this thing.
Yeah, it's like the same group of people who are like get into esoteric stuff like Nephilim and like, well, the Bible, you know, it's not 100% true, but it still has like all this like interesting stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? These are the same people that talk about like the Book of Enoch.
Exactly, Jasher.
The Gospel of Thomas. And Nephilims, these are the same people who do this.
Yeah.
And so there's a ton of them on there. You know what I mean?
It's whack.
But here's the thing. You can hate vaccines and not twist the Bible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like, why do you have to twist the Bible and pervert the Bible to make it fit what you believe, right? It's okay to say that vaccines are wicked and evil. It's a valid point.
You just discredit yourself when you bring in the Bible.
When you twist the Bible to push that narrative. Yeah. You don't have to do that. Yeah. There's enough secondary principles in the Bible that you can use to teach that it's not a wise thing to take vaccines. It's not a biblical thing to take it without trying to say that the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Now, here's the thing is, because a lot of people are saying that right now, this is the mark of the beast.
Yeah, all the... No. Yeah.